We're going to turn to sports experts Wally Langfellow and Eric Nelson. Wally's the founder of Minnesota Score Sports Magazine and the co-host of 10,000 Takes Sports Talk Show. Eric is the other host of that show. And Eric Nelson is also the Minnesota Vikings reporter for CBS Sports Radio's Eye on Football. Let's start by talking about a face from the past at the University of Minnesota. Jerry Kill is coming back for next year's opener.
Well, yeah, and I don't think he had planned this. As a matter of fact, he said when he accepted the job at New Mexico State, which he just did this week, that he didn't even know that the Gophers were on that schedule when he took the job. But they are, and he will be coming back to the former TCF Bank Stadium, which is now Huntington Bank Stadium. If you'll recall, a few years ago when Tracy Clays was let go, Jerry Kill basically said, he said, because of the way that Clays was let go, he said that he would never step foot in that stadium again. Well, that rooster has come home to roost, so to speak.
Never say
and,
never.
You know, never say never, as was once said by Sean Connery. I think he is going to be greeted warmly. He said, well, there are going to be plenty of boos. I don't think so. I think people really liked Jerry Kill here. I don't think that he left on bad terms with the fan base, but, you know, we shall see. But it'll be an interesting opener for the Gophers in a game that probably was only going to draw, you know, maybe 30, 35,000. I think there's going to be a lot more than that there on opening day in September.
Well, that's next year, Eric Nelson, but I'm wondering about this year. Should I climb on the Gopher football bandwagon and go to a bowl game? What bowl game might we be thinking about?
I am hearing possibly, and this is what I'm hoping, Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix late December. Music City Bowl in Nashville is in play. There's still a slight chance they could end up in New York City, Yankee Stadium, the Pinstripe Bowl. If you're really an optimist, maybe back to the Outback Bowl in Tampa. But I think because Minnesota's an 8-win team and on the resume are just dagger defeats to Bowling Green and Illinois at home, that'll probably keep them out of Florida. But I think as long as they're is a pool you can sit by or some palm trees or maybe even a beach, all will be good for Gopher Nation. So we should know in a few days.
Sounds to me like he's setting himself up for a winter trip, Kathy. That's what this is about.
It's exactly what I thought. Yes.
It's all about AZ.
No kidding. Hey, while we're on football, the Vikings, what do you want to say about that? Their playoff hopes, what about San Francisco? Can they get this thing together?
Yeah, last week the Vikings were out there in earthquake country, NorCal, and their playoff hopes took a jolt. They were shaken up. I mean, San Francisco won the game, and I think even more concerning for Minnesota, an injury to Dalvin Cook, an injury to Anthony Barr, and their run defense got gashed. San Francisco gained 208 yards on the ground. And right now, if the season were to end, and fortunately for Minnesota, there's still a month and a half left, the Vikings would be the number 8 seed in the NFC. Only 7 teams get in. Only 7 punch a playoff ticket. So it was a costly loss, but the Vikings have plenty of time to rebound and get back on track. But I think the reality is, as Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record says you are. And Kathy, they're 5-6. That's not even average.
Yeah, and they're trying to get back to average this Sunday against Detroit. And I don't think that the Vikings can afford to look past the Detroit Lions. The Lions have not won a football game. They are 0-10-1. Now, the Vikings went into a December football game against a winless Lions team exactly 20 years ago. Denny Green was the head coach. They lost that football game. If history repeats itself, there could be some changes because Denny Green lost his job a couple weeks later after that Detroit loss. So we shall see.
Good history lesson there. Thank you. Say, a big story coming out of the Twins, Wally. Byron Buxton has been signed. How big a deal is that?
It's a good deal for Minnesota. I think that it's full of incentives for Buxton. Obviously, his injury history precluded him from getting a huge contract, but it's a good contract. He's got $100 million over 7 years, and you think to yourself, wow, that's pretty good. Well, considering some of the other contracts that were signed, there's some big money out there, but for the Twins, it's very good. If he does have a good year, and I'm talking about the incentives, if he is MVP, he could earn up to $25 million in a given season, which is about what a superstar would be paid. And the bottom line for Buxton, he wanted to stay in Minnesota.
I think we have time for just a couple more items here. T-Wolves in the Wild. Eric, give me your best on the Wild.
Well, I think there's a lot of reason for optimism. The Minnesota Wild are on top of the NHL Central Division. They have scored the most goals in the entire National Hockey League. They have 83. And it's all hands on deck. Everybody's chipping in. I mean, Kirill Kaprizov is the face of this team, and he's an electric young star on the rise. But guys like Ryan Hartman are also, you know, in the mix. And the other night it was Jordan Greenway. Now the question is, can they sustain it? They have a game on Thursday against New Jersey, and then Toronto comes in Saturday night, and the Maple Leafs are one of the top teams in the NHL, and they have the young superstar Austin Matthews, and this is Toronto's only trip into St. Paul, Kathy. So if you want to see one of the top-tier players in the NHL in Austin Matthews, head out to St. Paul. Should be a heck of a hockey game on Saturday night, Maple Leafs and Wild.
T-Wolves?
Yeah, the Timberwolves have played very well of late, obviously. They entered the month of December, get this, with more wins than losses. It's hard to believe for this team that has been so mediocre to poor over the last several years, with their only real playoff run, of course, a couple of years ago when Jimmy Butler was here. But they've played well. Going into last night's game, they had won 7 out of their last 8 games. So the Timberwolves are on a roll. Whether they can keep it going or not, that's another question. And let's not part without mentioning the Minnesota Gophers men's basketball team. Unbeaten under new head coach Ben Johnson, they're now 6-0.
Kathy, Minnesota is now Winnesota. This is a winter wonderland. All we do is win.
Oh, boy.
Thanks a lot. It's a great way to end it. Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Our sports guys, Wally Langfellow and Eric Nelson. Wally covered the Prep Bowl at the U.S. Bank Stadium. That was a weekend of high school football championship games. This weekend is the 4th annual Indigenous Bowl. This is hosted by the Minnesota Vikings, and it brings together the best Native high school football players in the country for a game. Two Minnesotans are playing, Lennox Lasley from Shakopee High and Valerian Thompson from Deer River High School.